Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our focus for today's sermon is the Gospel reading from John 20, but I also want to read just the end of Isaiah 55, 5 that ties in closely. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. By his wounds we are healed. Today I want to look at the wounds we carry, the wounds we inflict, and finally the wounds that heal. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the presence of the risen Lord Jesus among his first disciples and among us today also as his disciples. We pray that you bless us through his presence and through the gift of his word to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The wounds we carry. Tomorrow is Anzac Day, as you know, a day to honour those who served, particularly in the First World War, particularly in the campaign at Gallipoli, but more broadly, those who have served in any war, any conflict, any peacekeeping operation ever since then. We remember especially those who have died in service of their country. We remember their families. And we remember those who still live with the ongoing physical and emotional effects of war. Edward Shillitoe was a minister in England during the First World War, and he wrote a poem that reflects on the plight of soldiers coming home from war that he observed, and also how that connects to the wounds of Christ. And I want to read you this poem today. It's called Jesus of the Scars, and it's not long, so I'll just read it to you, and we've got it up on the screen as well. If we have never sought, we seek thee now. Thine eyes burn through the dark, our only stars. We must have sight of thorn pricks on thy brow. We must have thee, O Jesus of the Scars. The heavens frighten us, they are too calm. In all the universe we have no place. Our wounds are hurting us. Where is the balm? Lord Jesus, by thy scars we claim thy grace. If when the doors are shut thou drawest near, only reveal those hands, that side of thine. We know today what wounds are. Have no fear. Show us thy scars. We know the countersign. The other gods were strong, but thou wast weak. They rode, but thou didst stumble to a throne. But to our wounds, only God's wounds can speak, and not a God has wounds, but thou alone. To our wounds, only God's wounds can speak, and not a God has wounds, but thou alone. Shillitoe sees in Jesus this fellow sufferer, right? This kind of wounded healer, to whom the soldiers could come to find light and hope and healing and peace and balm and blessing and strength as they returned home from war. And I think we could say that it also speaks to all of us in our various conditions in life, that as we carry wounds through life, when we come to Jesus, we see a fellow sufferer, a fellow wounded one, a wounded healer. And so what the author of this poem does is direct us not just to a generic God who can help, but very much to the crucified and risen Lord Jesus. He says, if when the doors are shut, thou drawest near. He's referring to today's Bible reading. He's referring to Jesus' presence with his disciples, the risen presence of Jesus. The reason we light the Paschal candle throughout the Easter season is to remind us of the presence of the risen Lord Jesus here with us, just as he was there with those first disciples. We all carry wounds, not all to the same degree, not all of the same type, not all so pronounced, certainly not all relating to war, but we do carry wounds. It's part of the human experience to pick up scars as we go along life's way. Jesus had them, his hands, his feet, his side. The disciples had them, huddled away out of fear, probably replaying in their minds how they had deserted him, how they had denied him, how they had let him down. Thomas had them. He's absent for whatever reason. We don't know exactly why he's not there. Then he's full of doubt. A lot of Christians can relate to that as a struggle in their life of faith, the difficulty of doubt in the Christian life. A lot of people find a lot of encouragement in the experience of Thomas. If he could work through his doubt by God's grace, then maybe I can work through mine too. We all carry wounds, different kinds of wounds, and no two sets of wounds are exactly alike. But we also inflict wounds sometimes, and that's the other side of the coin. You don't think it hurt Jesus to have his disciples huddled away so fearful at that point? You don't think it hurt the disciples to have Thomas so doubtful about what they were saying to him? I mean, you think about it. Jesus has just given these 10 the mission to go out into the world, forgive people's sins by the power of the Holy Spirit, and they go out and they try it, and it falls flat. We've seen the Lord. And Thomas says, yeah, I don't think so. I'll believe it when I see it. Not convinced. You don't think that hurt them? You don't think their response hurt him? And it's a pattern of the wounds we inflict on one another throughout life. The wounds we inflict on Jesus are alluded to in today's reading. You know, in Acts 5, you get the members of the Sanhedrin saying, you know, that you are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood. And then in Revelation 7, you get this reference, they will look upon the one they have pierced. This sense that the pattern is repeated, the infliction of wounds. These are real people inflicting real wounds on the real body of Christ, but it's a pattern as well that's repeated throughout history and within our own lives, the wounds we inflict. They may be physical, they may be emotional, they may be psychological, they're often done with words. Sometimes the words we speak, sometimes the words we write, sometimes the words we type, sometimes the words we don't say, the silent treatments we give one another, you know, the feuds that we allow to build up, all sorts of things. The wounds we inflict. Sometimes it's because we're huddled together with a like-minded group and we don't pay enough attention to those on the outside. Sometimes it's because we are those on the outside. Sometimes it's because we're on the outside by choice. And sometimes we inflict wounds on others who are maybe huddled together for whatever reason. There's all sorts of wounds we inflict on others. Sometimes we know where people hurt, we know the scars they have, and we purposely put our finger on that spot. You know, we call that rubbing salt into the wound. We're pretty good at it as human beings. We should know better, though. Doesn't the world have enough wounds without us inflicting more upon it and upon the people we live with? Besides, as French author Victor Hugo writes, every blade has two edges, and he who wounds with one wounds himself with the other. You can't inflict something on someone without also inflicting something on yourself. And so humanity is very much the walking wounded. It's not just our return soldiers who carry wounds through life, it's all of us. Where do we go for help? Where do we go for healing? Into our pain and into our confusion and into our doubt and into our difficulty and into our struggles, the risen Lord Jesus arrives. And he doesn't knock. And at this point, he's not even invited. He just arrives. He's just there in the midst of them. Twice, in fact, he just arrives there in the midst of them. And he says the same thing each time, Shalom Aleichem, which means peace be with you. Peace, wholeness, fullness, the favor of God, the forgiveness of God is yours. It's a beautiful greeting. And in fact, he gives it three times throughout today's text. Shalom Aleichem. He shows Thomas those scars, those wounds, the second time around. And Thomas responds by saying, my Lord and my God. You know, something about the wounds of Christ changed Thomas. Something about seeing his scars healed Thomas. You think, what was that? You know, why was that? It was physical proof But I think that's just the starting point. I think it was more about what the physical proof proved, which is that this is God in the flesh, you know, the God of the scars, the God who knows me, the God who suffers with me, the God who died for me, the God who rose again for me, the God who therefore has power over the worst wounds and deepest wounds that I carry in life. This is him. Thomas doesn't just say the God, he says my God. This is my God. By his wounds we're healed. And Thomas experiences that firsthand. And nothing, you know, nothing so profound is said about Jesus throughout all the Gospels as this statement of Thomas. And it's said by Thomas, my Lord and my God. Jesus says, you know, have you believed because you've seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe, which is us. Blessed are we when we believe. Blessed are we when we bring our wounded souls to Christ. Blessed are we when we bring our doubts to Christ. Blessed are we when we bring our difficulties to Christ. Blessed are we when we bring our own sufferings to Christ. Blessed are we when we believe in him. And blessed is every soldier who, when returning from war, has allowed God to be part of their healing process. And I've been privileged to know a few and to know the incredible difference that faith makes in that process, allowing God to be part of the healing process, allowing the wounds of Christ to speak to the wounds of humanity. Very powerful. John says that these things are recorded for us so that we might believe that Jesus is the Messiah and that through believing may have life in his name. Jesus is risen so that we can have life. Abundant life, the fullness of life with God. Not just then, but now, right here and now. Commentator Frederick Brunner writes, life exists most fully in Christ, where there is no longer the abysmal dread of death, the awful weight of guilt, the horrid emptiness of meaninglessness, the lifeless absence of God, the futile quest of the world's multiple gods and idols. Life is present where Jesus is present. Life is present where Jesus is appreciated and finally trusted. Life is present in him, because by his wounds we are healed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, crucified and risen again for us. And we thank you for the wounds he carries. Wounds that remind us what he has been through for us. And wounds that speak to our wounds. As we can find in him a fellow sufferer, a wounded healer, strength, peace and blessing, even in the midst of life's trials. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.